From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Foreclosure filings continue to rise. Reality Track issued a report this morning showing a double-digit jump last month from last July. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports.
The numbers suggest many Americans are still struggling to hold on to their homes. Foreclosure filings in July were up 32% from the same month last year. They were up 7% from June. According to Realty Track, more than 360,000 households were hit with some type of foreclosure-related notice. That's the highest monthly total since the tracking firm started publishing the numbers more than 4 years ago. States with the highest foreclosure rates were Nevada, California, Arizona, Florida, and Utah. Realty Track says Nevada has led the nation for more than 2.5 years. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Walmart reported this morning that its second quarter income was virtually unchanged from a year ago, but the announcement beat most Wall Street expectations. Walmart is the largest retailer in the world. Two European countries announced improvements in their economies today, suggesting they are emerging from recession. Both Germany and France reported economic growth in the second quarter of the year, an increase in their gross domestic products, both by 0.3%. The European Union said the recession in the 16 countries that use the euro eased substantially between April and June. The remains of Navy pilot Michael Spiker will be returned to Florida this afternoon, 18 years after his plane was shot down in Iraq on the first night of the 1991 Gulf War. His remains were found last month. U.S. military officials say it may take another 2 days to wrap up an offensive in southern Afghanistan. U.S. and Afghan troops are attempting to end Taliban control of the region ahead of presidential elections in Afghanistan next week. Some Obama administration officials are to tour a prison in Michigan today. The team is looking at whether the site could be used to hold Guantanamo detainees. Ari Shapiro has more.
A task force of people from across the government has spent months analyzing how best to close Guantanamo. They've concluded that some detainees will likely have to be locked up in the U.S. for a very long time, either with or without trial. The task force has developed a short list of places detainees could be held, and the maximum security prison in Standish, Michigan, is on that list. Now the White House has sent a group of administration officials to assess the prison. The team includes people from the Departments of Homeland Security, State, and Justice. There are 229 detainees still at Guantanamo Bay. More than 50 have been cleared for transfer to a foreign country. More than 30 have been referred to U.S. attorneys' offices for potential prosecution. President Obama has pledged to close the prison by next January. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington. A report from the Southern Poverty Law Center says authorities in the U.S. have noticed an increase in militia activity. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The Alabama-based watchdog group says there's a resurgence of armed militia groups organized around fears that American freedoms are in jeopardy. The center's Mark Potuck says anti-government sentiments and conspiracy theories popular with militias are also taking root in mainstream corridors.
It's not unusual anymore to hear from a cable television commentator that FEMA may be secretly building a set of concentration camps in which to herd patriotic Americans.
Potuck says while new militia training groups are forming, they have not reached the numbers or violence that the nation experienced leading up to the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The Scottish government is denying reports that it plans to release the Lockerbie bomber from prison. Abdel Basset Ali Almegra is serving a life sentence for the 1988 bombing of a Pan Am jet over Lockerbie, Scotland. All 259 people on board were killed, as well as 11 people on the ground. There are reports the former Libyan Secret Service agent will be released on compassionate grounds because he's terminally ill with cancer. Scottish officials say that no such decision has been made. Hundreds of villagers are still unaccounted for in remote villages in southern Taiwan after floods and mudslides this week. A weekend typhoon caused the worst flooding in the country in 50 years. The official death toll is 108. Roads and bridges are washed out. Officials say it may take a year to make the necessary repairs. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.